From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 33 migrants, including children, drowned, and about 75 were rescued after a boat transporting them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast on Saturday. Police arrested a Turkish man suspected of being the smuggler who organized Saturday's disastrous sea crossing. He told Reuters news agency that he was on the boat but denied any wrongdoing. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start talking to UN representatives in Geneva but will not take part in peace talks unless humanitarian matters are discussed first. Speaking in Geneva, Salem Esmeslot says his team is prepared to do anything to end the war. However, he said that his group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, wants to see conditions on the ground change first, including lifting a government blockade of rebel-held areas.
We are ready. We are here to make this a success. We are ready to start negotiation, but at least we should see something, you know, on ground there in Syria.
Negotiations started on Friday. HNC had originally said it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its mind and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America because of the dangers of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Asian health officials have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. This is VOA News. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the summit on Saturday, which this year focuses on human rights. Mutter van der Wolf reports now that terrorism and the situation in Burundi are taking center stage.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh called on his fellow heads of state to work together to counter terrorism in Africa, including the threat posed by Islamic State, also known as ISIL.
The arms that are coming in must have been purchased by somewhere and handed over to ISIL or any of these terrorist groups. And we must, as a continent, look at which countries are collaborating with them to stop it.
Burundi, a country dealing with a violent political conflict since last year April, is part of an African force fighting the terror group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. At the same time, African leaders are expected to come up with a solution to the crisis in Burundi, which refuses to allow in African peacekeeping forces. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia on Saturday when Turkey and NATO said a Russian warplane violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the Turkish allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's foreign ministry said a Russian Su-34 warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday at 9:45 Universal Time, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. In Moscow, a Russian defense ministry spokesman said there had not been a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the Russian incursion into Turkish airspace dangerous behavior and reaffirmed the alliance's solidarity with Turkey, a NATO member. President Obama will visit a U.S. mosque for the first time during presidency next week on Wednesday. According to the White House, Mr. Obama plans to meet with community members and then deliver remarks in which he will reiterate the importance of staying true to American values, such as welcoming fellow Americans, speaking out against bigotry, rejecting indifference, and protecting the nation's tradition of religious freedom. Following the deadly attacks late last year in Paris and San Bernardino, California, both linked to radical Muslims, Mr. Obama called on Muslim Americans to help fight extremism. The president also appealed to Americans to reject anti-Muslim comments by politicians, most notably Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.